Well, good morning, everyone. I understand there's a little bit of competition this morning. It's got something to do with some pigskin and a great big paddock where people play on it. Football game, and we've just visited our my niece who lives right next door, and apparently if you stand up and look over there, you'll be able to see the game on TV that got facing us just for us, so if anybody feels so inclined during the service, you're welcome to do that, I'm sure. Well, good morning, how is everyone? Been a good week, had a little bit of a wet the other night. We've had just a bit more than you, sorry about that, but the weeds are growing twice as fast, I noticed. I'd like to read to you this morning from Psalm 126 as we begin our time together. I love this psalm. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouth was filled with laughter and our tongue with shouts of joy. They weren't conservative Christians back then. And they said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with shouts of joy. And he who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. That's an incredible invitation for us as the people of God, you know, to express ourselves and what God has done, the wonderful things that he's done for us. And this morning we'd like to give permission, I think I'm allowed to do that here, I'd like to give you permission to do that, to give expressions of praise for what God has done in your life and for you. And don't feel like you've got to hold back on that. Interrupt us. You know, what a way to be interrupted. It would be cool. Sometimes it's important to be stretched out of our comfort zone. And we've all got one. Did you notice that? We've all got a place where we're very comfortable when it comes to church and gathering together, but when our hearts are overflowing with something, you've got to tell somebody about it. Like Jeff has just been wanting to tell us that he's got two fish. Let's pray together as we begin, shall we? God, it's good to be together, and we bless you for your goodness to us. We thank you, God, that you've invited us and called us to be the people of God together, to come and assembly before you, to offer praises to your name. And we want to do that this morning, Lord. We ask that you'd be pleased with the offering of praise that comes from our hearts today, that you'd bless us all together. And Lord, that those who can't make it here this morning with other responsibilities, you'd bless them where they are, encourage their hearts, give them joy and their hearts and a song on their lips as well, we know. And we pray this today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Church, your little grandson Jeff is with us. Oh, do we have to be here? How long is it going to be, Grandma? We weren't in the building 5 minutes. He said, I don't like it here. He can't sit still. Can't stand still. He's jumping up and down. And that's how we all come to God. That's how we all come together. Maybe humdrum, but we really feel the touch of God in our hearts and our lives. That joy that David was just talking about. We need to express that we want to. Just before we sing our first song, Good Good Father, that we learned a couple of weeks ago with Taylor, I'll sing it again this morning, so it'll be a little bit more familiar today. And what I really felt God remind me about was his goodness, that the In the last few weeks, we've experienced healings, supernatural healings in people's bodies that they've given testimony to, and I think, wow, if it's the kingdom of God and the reality of the kingdom of God touching our lives and his goodness that he wants to display in us, through us and with us, he wants to show us his goodness. So just take a moment now before we sing the song, because I have a testimony that I could give you, and I'm sure you have a testimony of God's goodness and the ways that he's worked in your life, maybe even this morning, this week, this month. But you know, his goodness is to be revealed to us every day. It's new, it's fresh, and it's revealing himself. So I'm just going to give you a moment before we sing the song, just to ponder and think, yes, God, you are good to me. Just in the natural ways, but in the ways that are unexplainable. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are all things to us here this morning, and what a joy it is to be in your beautiful presence, Father, where you love to touch us and transform us and lift us up, that we see from a new perspective that it is your goodness that holds our lives. I have to stand now.